shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Oh, this is Apostle Henry Walker. I want to invite you to listen to my broadcast, God's Timing is Everything, a broadcast that teaches about God's timing and His season. That's God's Timing is Everything broadcast, heard every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Admire Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarbis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." This week, Pastor Jason will be speaking on the love of the Father. So grab a pen and take some notes and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
I mean, Paul said I was shipwrecked. I've been beaten, I've been stoned, I've been left for dead. They thought I was dead because I smelled like I was dead. I spent nights in the deep. He's talking about being lost out at sea for a few days. I don't know if anybody's ever been out in the middle of the ocean. I have. I can't even imagine being out in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea somewhere for 3 days without no hope of being rescued. That's got to be a bad feeling. No raft, no plank of wood, just treading water for 3 days. I have a hard time not being able to see what's going on around my feet anyway. Woo! And then he said, on top of all that stuff going on, I got the daily concerns of the church. Every day there's something going on, he said. Listen, I believe God's called us to be a part of this ministry. He's called Kim and I to lead this ministry. He's called you to be a part of this ministry. He's called you to be in leadership if you're in leadership here. Amen. But sometimes it does look like all hell's been breaking loose, don't it? Not just here, but in our own personal lives. Amen. How many of you this morning feel like you've done everything right and everything you looked at was supposed to be right, but everything was going wrong? Anybody? I'm glad I'm not alone. You know, the Bible says if you're being persecuted because you're an evildoer, you just be quiet. You ain't got no reason to complain and whine. You're getting what you deserve. Because how many know if you did wrong, you're going to suffer the consequences for doing wrong? Right? Go ahead and it's coming. There's going to be consequences for it. But he said if you suffer evil because you did right, then you got to learn how to lift up your voice. You got to learn how to get a shout on. You got to look up higher and recognize that while there might be some stuff going on your life, God is on your side. And if you'll get your voice connected with the truth of God and get your shout on, you can defeat the enemy in your life. How many know in Psalms 25, the Bible says that your integrity will preserve you? Somebody say integrity. Watch this. Job's wife came to Job and said, Job, I know this thing about going to church seemed like a great idea and serving God. It worked for a while, us being God servers, and we were doing pretty good, and we were pretty blessed, and we were more prosperous than anybody else in our neighborhood, Job. Things were just great. Things were going great. But she said, I looked out the window one day, and I saw a tornado. And the tornado come in and knocked down our barn and killed all of our cows. And then I turned around and the house got blown away, Job. And then after the house, next thing you know, all of our children were killed, Job. They're all dead. I don't know why God didn't kill his wife. I think the devil left her there so she could torment Job. That was another one of Job's problems. I mean, God will always leave people in your life that push your buttons, because pushing your buttons is the thing that causes you to move on to the next level of your life. Button pushing is good for you. So why are they pushing my buttons? God's trying to teach you something. Amen? It's the fastest way to achieve growth. I'm not talking about taking a test. I'm talking about somebody getting up there and pushing your button. Then you know if you pass the test. Somebody cuts you off in traffic and you chase them for 30 miles down the road with your head hanging out the window, you failed the test. Better repent and get it right. All right now. She came to Job and she said, Job, honey, why don't you just recognize something? This thing don't work the way they said it was going to work. This following God thing don't work. Why don't you just curse God and die? Go ahead, Job. Curse God and just die. Put yourself out of your misery. And the Bible says that Job said, naked I came into this world, and naked I'll leave. God has given, and God has taken away. Now watch this, watch this. How many of you understand that that was a true statement? Job made that statement. Come on, isn't that right? But that was not truth. It's true that he made the statement, but the statement that he made was not truth. Everything in the Bible is truly stated, but not everything in the Bible is stated truth. Come on, amen. There's numerous examples of people saying something that wasn't true. They were contradicting God's nature. And this is what Job was doing. But Job said that, but he wasn't true what he said. God does not take away. That's not part of his nature. Amen? Now, from Job's perspective, at that moment, it looked like God took it away. But even while Job had the wrong perspective, even while he was looking at this thing incorrectly, he said, I will not curse God with my lips, but I will maintain, watch this, my integrity before the Lord. Somebody say integrity. I mean, as time went along, that God dealt with the issues that were in Job's life. And Job finally came to a point in his life where he said, you know what? I realize it wasn't God that took it all away. But watch this. Even if it was. Come on, is this helping anybody today? Even if it was. How many know we play a game of who did it? Who did it? We play it all the time. Hard things, bad things happen to us sometimes. Who did this to me? Why did this happen to me? Did my mama raise me the wrong way? Did my daddy beat me when I... Come on, we did it. We do the who did it game, don't we? Come on, somebody help me this morning. Was it my daddy's fault? Was it my mama's fault? Was it God's fault? Was it the devil's fault? Did I open a door to the enemy? Did I stop walking in faith? Is God trying to teach me something? Am I just reaping the consequences of my sin? Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? Trying to figure this stuff out. And Job came to a place in his life when God began to show him his goodness. Job was interested in why and who and what. And God says to Job, he says, Job, where was you when I formed the earth? And where were you when I separated the continents? And where were you when I placed the sun in the sky and I hung the stars in the universe? Where were you when I formed you in your mama's womb? Where were you when I constructed the brains inside of your skull and put arteries in your body to carry the blood to every nerve ending and created a system that would work? Where were you when I caused your lungs to breathe air? Where were you when I told you to breathe life and you began to breathe life? Job, I want to know, where were you? Who did what? And what happened to you? Job takes a step back and says, you know what? I didn't know near as much as I thought I did. I might not be as brilliant as I thought I was. And it really don't matter if I know or I don't know. But all I know is at the end of the day, at the end of this thing, when it all comes down to it, the thing that I know more than anything is my Redeemer lives. No. You ain't heard me this morning. There will come a time in your life where you'll have to come to a place and a crossroads in your life where you'll either give in to the I don't know or you'll declare it doesn't matter, but my Redeemer lives. Somebody in here needs to know that their Redeemer is alive and he's well and he's working on their behalf. Their Redeemer can pick you up out of the ash heap of your emotional wounds, out of the ash heap of your struggle, and lift you up to a place and get you out of the mud and cause you to live again. Come on, somebody. Shout, I know my Redeemer lives. Touch somebody and say, something good is on its way to me. See, I think there's people in here this morning, you think everything in your life has been in a tailspin. Some of you facing all kinds of trouble in your life, in your marriage or your business. How many know you can watch the news day after day, hour after hour, and everything that went on for the past week in the world and in the country and in your neighborhood leaves a residue on you. It attaches itself to you, and that residue gets down on the inside of you, and it begins to come out in your personality. Pretty soon, you ain't got nothing good to say. Well, the president this, and the Congress this, and this, and this thing's this whole kind never gonna be, and the economy, and pretty soon, you ain't got nothing good to say. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, every week is a difficult week. This is life. Amen. Nobody is exempt from difficult days. I mean, we've had massive flooding through the Mississippi. We have tornadoes that have whipped across the Midwest. Texas has been in a drought. California's been on fire. There's been bad news week after week after week. The unemployment rate can't get under 10%. I mean, we see it and we hear it, how bad it is. And not only the stuff that's going on around us, but all the junk in our own personal lives that's dragging us down in the mud. Bad news everywhere. And the residue of all that stuff can get on you and it will bring you down to a pit of despair. And then you don't have anything good to say. You're just lost in depression. And listen, if you're not careful, you'll quit being a carrier of hope. I mean, God has called you to be a carrier of hope. Amen. He's called you to be a carrier of faith. And you'll start getting under that cloud of that, all that stuff, and that residue will get in your life, and you'll begin to say, you know what? I think something bad is going to happen to me today. Instead of going around saying, I think something good's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to work out for me today. I think I might die. I mean, that's counterproductive and contrary to the Word of God over your life.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Something good is about to happen to you. Listen, I've come to tell somebody today that the devil is a lie. I said the devil is a lie. He is a liar from the beginning, and he's a liar to the end. He is a lie. Our God is greater. He is greater than all of your trouble. He is greater than your problem. He is greater than your storms. He is greater than your life. He is greater than your circumstances. And he gives people a reason to live. He gives people a reason to have hope. Our God is a good, great God. I wish somebody would shout this morning. Oh, hallelujah. When it seems like everything is gone, what will get you up in the morning is the fact that my Redeemer lives. He lives. Hallelujah, he lives. Come on, somebody say, my Redeemer lives. Can I just tell you, God's not mad at you, and he didn't create you to be miserable. It was a great day in my life when I discovered that God wasn't mad at me, and that the bad things that happened in my life really weren't his fault. You talk about deliverance. He created you for more. More than misery, more than discouragement, more than despair. Those are the fruits of being antagonized and demolished by your enemy. My God. How many know if you didn't believe there was a better day, then you wouldn't be miserable where you're at? You'd be content where you are, isn't that right? Listen, ladies and gentlemen, there is something that is built on the inside of you that realizes there's a better day ahead. It's there. God put it in you. It's called the God-shaped hole. It gives you a hope to hang on. Amen? He put it in every single person. The very fact that you get upset when you're talking to somebody and they turn away and start talking to somebody else ought to show you right there that you get offended and that you have a purpose to feel better about yourself. That right there ought to show you that you think you got something important inside of you and you got something important to say. Or you wouldn't even get offended. Come on, I'm talking to somebody this morning. I don't know who you are and where you're at, but some of you have been around the same mountain long enough. Anybody ready for a breakthrough? This is a choice. Somebody say it's a choice. You can choose to repent or not. It's a choice. It ain't about crying. It ain't about being full of sorrow. It's a choice. Somebody say it's a choice. A lot of people weep and cry, but they never repent. They feel bad about what they did, but they keep doing what they did. They stay stuck in the same cycle. Repent means I'm going to make a decision to go in a different direction than I've been going, and I'm going to stop going the way I've been going. I'm going to go somewhere else. I ain't going there no more. Some of you need to stand up and look in the mirror one day in the morning and look at yourself and say, I ain't going there today. I'm going this way. And then start praising the Lord. You might be here this morning, you're a believer, you've been living under oppression, and the enemy has had a heyday in your life. He's been wreaking havoc in your house, trying to get you to believe the lie. I'm telling you this morning, the devil is a lie. And if that's you this morning, you're tired of living that way, and you're tired of going around that same mountain, and you're tired of dealing with that same stuff, then the thing that you need to do is you've got to learn how to shout your way out and rejoice in the Lord and declare over your life that my Redeemer lives. You said, Pastor, are you telling me that all my problems will go away if I just start shouting? Yes, I am. Well, that just sounds too simple. Well, why don't you open up your mouth and start shouting for a couple hours, and then you tell me if you feel better. Your shout is important. Faith is awakened by what we hear. The word says in Romans 10:17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How many know that faith is awakened by what you hear? So if faith is awakened by what I hear, how many know that fear is awakened by what I hear? What I read. Oh my God. There's some people in here this morning, they know more about their problems than they know about their dream. There's some people in here this morning, they know more about what they're afraid of than they know about what their promise is. And God's been speaking a destiny over your life. They spend hours on the internet researching illnesses at 3:00 in the morning. You get away from the computer at 5 in the morning, you've done contracted 25 different major diseases. You got cancer in 19 different areas of your body. You've already had a heart attack, and there's a stroke probably coming on the way. You start seeing all those symptoms. You go, oh, my God. I feel that. That's me. Oh. Whoever invented WebMD needs to get saved. And then people wonder why we just pray them hope so prayers. God, I hope. Oh, God, I hope I live. God, I hope I don't have this cancer that I found on the internet. If I got it, it's going to be terrible. I hope you still love me. Hope so. Come on, somebody. There ain't nothing wrong with getting a little bit of information about what's going on so you know how to combat the problem, so you know how to get your shout on, so you know how to speak to the problem. But how many of you know that what you keep hearing determines what comes alive in you? That stuff will live on the inside of you. It determines what is awakened on the inside of you. And if you keep hearing how this is dangerous and you keep hearing how this has killed 10 people and you keep hearing how the safety regulations on an airplane and this, you won't even fly. There's no cure for the bird flu. Y'all, everybody show up next Sunday with a mask on. Praise the Lord, Jesus. I'm a man of faith. Don't cough on me. That's a disaster in itself. That's why you don't defeat a terrorist with a gun. I mean, you don't kill terrorists with a gun. Terrorism is not a person. Terrorism is a spirit. Amen? And you don't fight a spirit with a gun. You fight a spirit with the Word of God. You say, I refuse to be afraid. I will not be afraid. I refuse to give up. I refuse to give in. You say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. You say that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I am an overcomer. Devil, you better watch out. Don't come around my house at night. You'll be walking home with a limp.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21, All Professional, and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Golden Rule Academy is now enrolling for the 2014 school year. If you live in St. Lucie County and have a desire for your child's education to include Christian values and principles, then we want to meet you. Golden Rule Academy offers small class sizes, caring Christian educators, sports, and both accelerated and paced BSE programs. Free K-12 grade scholarships are available and going fast. Call today, 464-1597. Again, that's 464-1597. Golden Rule Academy, training up children in the way they should go for over 8 years.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.